Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Table. It's been almost a month since I've recorded an episode. I'm sorry. There was reasons. There are a lot of reasons why I was gone for almost a month. So I'm going to talk about those today. But I'm feeling really good today. It's a sunny day out. It's warm. It is currently October 4th when I'm recording this, so we are now in a new month. The sun is out. It's like 85 degrees. I had a good breakfast. I'm just ready to go. I also took a really good shit, like not even 15 minutes ago. So I'm just ready to go. I should probably drink some water because it is 1 p.m. right now, and I haven't drank any water today, so I should probably drink some water soon, but, hope you guys are doing well. I was gone for, like, 3 weeks because I was getting to a point where, and I know some of you could probably tell who watch every week, that I was getting very lazy with this podcast. Like, I was just getting super lazy. I didn't have any motivation. And to be quite honest with you, I was really burnt out because I'm currently in my senior year of high school, which means that I am trying to apply to college, apply to scholarships, while also working full-time, basically. I work like 30 hours a week. So I basically work full time. I'm trying to buy a car. Like, there's a lot of stuff I'm trying to do right now all at once, and it's a lot. So I kind of just had to step away informally though, because I didn't really plan on taking that long of a break, but it just kind of happened. That's why I was gone for 3 weeks basically, is because I just was kind of getting so burnt out and tired that I needed to just step away for a little bit. I was only planning on taking like a week off from recording, but it then turned into 3 weeks. So that's just kind of what happened. So that's what happened the first week of my break. And after I had gotten my much needed rest, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get back. And then almost immediately after, I got sick. I think I just got like a little head cold or something, because I woke up, literally it was a Friday, I was going to record, when I was like, my throat's a little scratchy, I'm kind of tired, I'm not going to record today. I woke up the next morning with the worst headache, scratchy throat, runny nose, puffy eyes, it was bad. So I was like, okay, I can't record like this. I'm going to wait. That ended up lasting for about a week. And then after that week, I was still pretty like nasally and stuffy. So I couldn't record. And then also I had other stuff to do, because along with doing all that stuff, I'm trying to do other things that are really exciting creatively. So I was just really busy, to be honest, the last week. But I was kind of burnt out, and then after that, I got sick, and then I was recovering from being sick and also had other obligations. So that's where I've been for the past 3 weeks. Nothing really exciting has been happening, like, at all, really, like, not much has been happening. So yeah, but while I was on my break, I did a lot of reading. I got back into reading kind of heavy. Like, one day I just randomly decided to take my book that I bought to school. The book that I bought is called My Year of Rest and Relaxation by Otessa Moshfegh. It's a really good book. It is a really, 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 really good book. I'm really enjoying it so far. I started it a couple months back and then never finished it. Or, like, I just stopped at, like, chapter one and then never went back to it. But recently, I think this is, like, a week and a half ago, I started reading it again because I was like, I'm spending too much time on my phone. I want to get back into reading. Whatever. So, brought my book to school, and literally whenever I had free time, I read. And I went home, read some more, and I did that every day. Even currently, I'm still reading. And I love it. I've been enjoying it so much. The book is such a good book. The storytelling in the book is my favorite. It's just so great. And I feel like I kind of like that book because, well, to preface, the book is basically about this girl in her 20s, I think. This takes place in 2000 in New York. She's living on her own. Both of her parents have died. And she basically just wants to sleep for an entire year. So she drugs herself a bunch with melatonin and different drugs, different painkillers to just try to put herself to sleep, basically, and hibernate for a year. And before I bought the book, I read that description. I was like, this, I want to read this. Because I kind of had my own little situation like that. Not as gnarly, but when quarantine happened back in 2020, I was so bored that I just was taking melatonin every night, and it fucked up my sleep schedule. So I was sleeping kind of all day. And then I'd wake up at like 6, and it like fucked up my sleep schedule. And I like the day after, I would always try to fix it. So that means I would go back to sleep at like 8. Or like, no. I would stay up all night and then go to sleep, and then I'd still take melatonin. It was just like a huge cycle. So I kind of related to it in a way. And I was like, this is really interesting. And I kind of want to figure out what happens to her at the end, because she just keeps taking more drugs, and, you know, it's not looking good for her in the book. So that's what I've been doing. One of my favorite things I've been doing recently is reading. I love reading. I do. I really do love reading. Reading is fun. And I wrote some things in my notes. Oh, okay. So, Okay, so I was in culinary class. If you don't know, I'm in school. I take a culinary class where I cook and learn about food safety, whatever. And one of our assignments had us watching MasterChef Junior. And in my notes, I wrote, what the fuck even is the judging in MasterChef Junior? That's just bullying little kids for no reason. Because they were going so hard on those kids about their dishes. It was insane. Like, and I'm like, they're like 6 years old. Also, I don't believe that show is real, to be so honest with you. That show isn't real. Because how is a literal 9-year-old using an oven, cooking a steak, have perfect knife cuts? That's not real. I don't believe that show is actually real. I believe that it's all staged and it doesn't actually happen. Like, that stuff just doesn't happen. It's not real. But that's a personal stance that I have, because I just don't believe that Sally, who's like 8, can cut chicken into perfect cubes. Like, that's not real. Because at eight years old, I was coloring on my walls still. I was playing outside, playing Minecraft, watching YouTube, eating Cheez-Its, and doing my homework. Like, that literally was it. But yeah. Also, today at 8 a.m., I wrote, Elmer's glue literally doesn't work. Because in my ceramic class, we were trying to do like some, we were doing this project. I don't want to explain it right now because it's just really complicated. And I, to be honest, don't even really know what we're doing, but it's okay. Ceramics class, I was trying to glue some paper onto another piece of paper, and she had us use Elmer's glue, like the liquid kind that you squeeze out of the white bottle. That shit does not work. That doesn't glue shit. I don't know why we haven't evolved past Elmer's glue. That stuff does not work, especially the white glue in a bottle. And to be honest, the glue sticks are even worse because they just don't do anything. But yeah, those are my little notes. Also, I last night, well, I've been seeing on Twitter because I've also been on Twitter heavily, which I'll talk about after this. But on Twitter, I saw people talking about this movie called, shit, I forgot. I'm so bad with movie titles, it's actually not funny. What is it called? It's also not my Netflix account. I need to stop. It's my brother's Netflix account or Netflix profile. What did I watch and why can't I see it? Okay, so I literally can't see what I just watched, which is weird. Let me try to go. Okay, it's a movie called Nowhere. It's a Spanish movie, but I watched it English dubbed, and I didn't know that at first. Because at first, when the movie started, I was like, okay, this is like an American movie with English in it. But then I was like listening to like the audio, and I was like, the actors are talking it so weird. Like they sound like robots. And then I looked. Like the one of the characters wrote something on a piece of paper and it was like in Spanish and I was like, wait, it's dubbed, and that's why it sounds like that. But nonetheless, the movie was still really good. But that movie put me in such a stressed state of mind, it was insane. It's about this woman who something ha there's like something with the government in that movie. Where, like, they're targeting pregnant women and children for some reason, which I don't know. But I feel like they could have expanded on that plot a little bit more because they kind of just, like, said it and then moved on. So I was really confused. But anyway, she gets trapped on a ship in the middle of the ocean and then, like, in one of the cargo bins. And one of the bins, like, falls into the ocean. So she's just drifting. She's also pregnant. So she, like, gives birth in the middle of the ocean in this cargo bin. And she has to figure out how to way to get back to land. But the stuff that she was doing in that movie was pissing me off so much. Cause she like what did she do? Oh, it's something that really pissed me off. Cause I was like, why are you doing that? Oh, it was raining, okay? It was literally raining. And her baby was on top of the contain, like the cargo container, and she like cut a hole so that she could like go in and out of it. So at the top, she cut a hole in it. The baby is up top, literally on the top of the container. She goes back inside for some reason to grab something. Like, that really pissed me off because I'm like, why are you leaving your literal newborn baby on top of this cargo ship in the middle of the ocean where it's also storming and raining, so like if the waves decide to just be really aggressive, then your baby literally can go overboard. She was just pissing me off, but that movie was really good. It is a newer movie. I think it's in like the Netflix top 10 or something, but it's really good. It's just it'll put you literally on the edge of your seat. It'll also give you really bad anxiety because I was anxious the entire time watching that movie. Too much. Too much. I don't know why I shared that, but I'm glad I did, because I give you guys the sauce every week. I just realized I give you all the sauce every single week. Also, in my episode, it was in one of the episodes that just just got released. I think it was the second to last episode I uploaded without before my break. I forgot what it was about, but I wrote a note at the bottom and I forgot to share it for some reason. And I have to find it. But I forgot to talk about it and it was really annoying. Where is it? I have to find it. Hope I didn't delete. I think I did delete it. Anyway, the note I wrote for that episode that I didn't get to share, it was basically me talking. It was me saying like how I've been doing this thing recently where I put myself in a really bad mood by thinking about the past. And this is something I usually don't ever do, like, at all. This is, like, a new thing that's been happening. But I've just been thinking, like, recently, and I'm like, damn. I really miss being a little kid. I miss the person who I was when I was a little kid. And, like, I've just been longing to go back to being, like, 8 or 9. Because I'm like, look at my niece and nephew. And I'm like, they're growing up so fast. Like, talking about this makes me emotional, so I don't know. Whatever. But I, like, look at my niece and nephew, and I'm like, damn, they're really growing up so fast. And, like, it's just something that I can't, like, stop because I see them, and they're like, I know they want to grow up really bad. I see them, and they're like, oh, I want to be older. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I'm like, guys, no, you don't. Like, you literally don't. I would do anything to be my nephew's age right now. I would do anything to go back to being 9. Because life was just so much more, like, simple. And, like, I worried about nothing. I literally worried about nothing. Until the age of, like, 14, 13. That's 14 is a stretch. Until the age of like 13, I worried about nothing. Even at 13, like my worries weren't even that major. I would say up at like when I turned 15 is when I really like started worrying about a lot of shit. And like actually not thinking like a kid anymore is when I like turned 15. And I'm like, I would literally do anything to be back to being 8 years old, 9 years old, not worrying about anything. My main responsibility only being going to school, doing my homework, and cleaning my room. Like, I look at pictures of myself when I was a kid. And I just bawl. Like, I cry. I do cry when I look at pictures of myself as a kid. Because I'm just like, you have no idea. You have no idea what I would do to be in your position right now. It just makes me really sad. Because it's just like, time is just moving so fast. And everybody's growing up. It's crazy. But yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. It was kind of how I've just been reminiscing a lot on my past as, like, a little kid. And just, like, remembering how good I had it. Like, thinking about what I was doing when I was 9. I literally wasn't doing shit. I was going to school, doing my homework, making friends, and watching YouTube. But I wanted to be older so bad. Like, I couldn't wait to grow up and be a teenager. But now, I'm just like, now I have to worry about getting into college. I have to worry about buying a car. to worry about graduating, becoming an adult, like things like that, I have to worry about now. It's like, it's insane. But I mean, I'm glad that I'm able to still say that because some people just don't make it past a certain age. So I'm grateful that I'm still alive at 17. But I don't know, it's just it's like a bittersweet feeling I feel whenever I look at pictures of myself from when I was younger. Also, FedEx is here and they're in the middle of my house. And I hope, oh God, someone's coming to the door. I have to like crouch down, act like I'm asleep. Okay, hold on. Okay. That was really awkward. Anyway, yeah, that's it on that. I'm gonna share my media of the week now because I'm out of things to talk about. Also, I have to get ready for work soon, very soon. Sorry. Let's share my media. I already talked about the book I'm reading and the movie I just watched. I'm also gonna start the second season of The Murdaugh Murders on Netflix. Which I was shocked when I even saw that they did a second season. I thought it was just done over after the first one, but I guess his trial either ended or is still continuing right now, so it makes sense that they did a second season. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna start that this weekend. Or maybe tonight, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Beyonce recently. Like a lot of Beyonce. I've been listening to Anti, Rihanna's album on loop. Then I have 97 by Doja Cat. Doja Cat's new album is so good. It's her best album, and I'm not taking that back. Like, her new album has completely shitted on her last one. I'm so sorry. I just love Doja Cat so much. Her album is so good. It is so good. So I've been listening to her album heavy in my rotation too. No Church in the Wild by Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Frank Ocean, and T-Pain? Is that T-Pain? Oh, The Dream. That is so mean. Sorry. Love Song by Rihanna and Future. And I'm listening to a lot of Beach House again and Tame Impala. So that's my media of the week. Yeah. Thank you all for listening again. I'm fully back now, so enjoy me while I'm here. I'm gonna go get ready for work and drink some water because my mouth is very dry. I have such bad cotton mouth right now. I need to go drink some water. And I'll see you all next week. I love you dearly. Goodbye. New York, let me hear y'all make some noise. All right, I'm actually done. Bye.